I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. After floodwaters go down, people need to be cautious about items that have been exposed to possibly contaminated water. The Rock Island Department of Emergency Management is reminding people how to properly dispose of flood items. Rock Island Lieutenant Mindy Myers says floodwaters should be treated like sewage since no one knows what they contain.
If you have a well and you've been affected by the floodwaters, Rock Island County Health Department will come out and test your water if you give them a call to make sure it's safe for drinking. I definitely would not drink it until you get it tested. And if you have a septic, which a lot of these residents are, I recommend a professional come out and check it and make sure it's okay.
Anything exposed to floodwaters should either be sanitized or disposed of. People should wear masks, gloves, and goggles when cleaning. Myers suggests that people take photos of damages caused by the water for insurance purposes.
And make sure, you know, the power's off. If the water has affected anything, I'd hate anything to happen. So have an electrician inspect the homes and look before they step. You know, after a flood, the ground and floors are covered in debris. Could be broken bottles or nails. And the floors and stairs that were covered with mud at once could be very slippery, too.
People can call the Department of Emergency Management at 309-799-5166 to get advice on cleaning after a flood. The National Association of Letter Carriers is working to fight hunger this weekend with help from the United Way of the Quad Cities. On Saturday, letter carriers and volunteers will collect donations of non-perishable food left out by mailboxes. It's the 27th annual Stamp Out Hunger food drive, and all local donations will be taken to the Riverbend Food Bank. Tracy Boltnick is a letter carrier and coordinator of the food drive for the Rock Island Post Office. She's been participating in the flood drive ever since the beginning and says that the time of year for the drive was very carefully chosen.
Everybody thinks at the holidays to donate to food banks. Around about now, most food banks are getting pretty slim. This is the big push just before summer. Kids get out of school. They need the extra food because the kids are home all day.
Besides non-perishable foods, particularly canned goods and baby food, the drive will also accept toiletries and household items. No glass items or home canned goods will be accepted, and all packages have to be unopened. Over 27 years, the National Association of Letter Carriers has collected over 71 billion pounds of food. The Small Business Administration has approved a disaster declaration for parts of northern Illinois affected by flooding earlier this year. The declaration applies to Stevenson County, where Rockford is located, as well as six surrounding counties. They are Winnebago, Joe Davies, Carroll, and Ogle counties in Illinois, as well as two counties in Wisconsin. The designation will allow homeowners, renters, and businesses to receive low-interest, long-term loans to help repair or replace damaged or destroyed real estate. It comes in response to flooding along the Rock and Pecatonica rivers in March. I'm Benjamin Payne, WVIK News.